Okay, let's begin. We're up to Snu Simon, Simon Kuf, Samach Vav, the laws of Nichush, Oinin, and Ulechashef. Lenachesh, Leoinin, Ulechashef. Are you allowed to do magic tricks? Are you allowed to talk to the dead? Are you allowed to divine superstition? Okay, some very bizarre things. Let's see. Simon says in the Pasik, again, it's on page Kuf Nun Dalet. Kuf Nun Dalet, Simon Kuf, Samach Vav. One is not allowed to divine. I don't even know the translation of these words. Different forms of magic. One is not allowed to engage in various forms of magic and making use of koichos hatoma. Ketzad hu menachesh. What exactly is menachesh? Ha'imer hoilsens v'nosal piti mipi. Bread has fallen from my mouth. I'm eating breakfast. As I'm eating breakfast, an accident happened. Bread has fallen from my mouth. I'm walking in the street and my staff has fallen. My child has called me from behind me. I hear a raven calling me. You're driving the road. Watch out for the deer. And there's a deer right in front of you. You have to slow down. There's a snake on my right side. Shul, there's a fox. Mismuli, my left side. Lo elich b'derech hazeh ki lo yatzlich. And therefore, because of all of these things that happened, I'm not going to continue walking. All of these things, because of any of the things that have happened above, I'm not going to continue on this path, because this is a sign that I will not be successful. V'chein elu sheshoyimim tzivso. So this is an example of nichosh. You're superstitious. You're taking certain signs and you're interpreting them as a means of communication from another world that what you're about to do will be unsuccessful. V'chein elu sheshoyim tzivsuf ha'oyv. A person hears the chirping of the birds here when he says, yekach v'lo yekach. He's able to interpret, he's able to go and make some code in there of chirping to figure out it's a sign to do, to be successful, not successful. Tov lasos, tov, the tov lasos of a zev, v'ra lasos of a zev. V'chein misha mevakshem imenu mos v'yomer. They ask a person for money, and he says, "Bevakasha mimcha hanicha ata. You want money? Come back tomorrow. Shachris hu v'loy askel tchilas hayom b'pirayin. I don't want to pay back first thing in the morning. It's a bad sign. If the first thing you do in the morning is give away money, that is a bad sign, and that's going to cause me to lose all my money. Or I'm not going to pay back money because it's Mitzvah Shabbos or it's Rosh Chodesh. It's not a good sign to start off a new week or a new month by paying off your chayvos. I only pay your bills. Pay the bills at the beginning of the end of the month. So it's not, all of these things are not good signs. Or let's say there's a bird. The tarnagol is making sound at night, and that is a sign that it's a danger. We have to kill him right away. A female chicken is calling out, a rooster is calling and making sounds like a male.
Like a rooster.
A female is sounding like a male. So there's something wrong. That is a sign that this bird must be put to death immediately before something terrible happens. This all in the category of menachesh. You look at events and you use them as a way to run your life. A person acts upon this type of trigger. Any of these triggers cause him to make a decision in life. He violates the loisa sev lo sinachashu. Period.
White chickens, kaparis.
What? If it's a white chicken, it's not a good sign.
That's a good sign.
It's a good sign. For white chickens, I don't know.
Some people hold that it's a.
It's nichosh. It's mamash nichosh. A lot of these things. A lot of these. Okay, I don't know where to draw the line. It's very complicated. Where to draw the line? What you don't. But he's saying over here is a one rule. The rule is you go. And the way he presents it here is at least you're planning on. You're acting upon an event. You're doing a maisa. I'm about to travel on this route. I'm going down I-95, and I go in for a pit stop. I go into McDonald's. Buy a piece of pizza, right? And you take out your lunch, and you eat the lunch, and something falls out. Oh, I-95 is not the place to go. We gotta go, I don't know, we gotta find an alternate route. Stay away. So you're acting, you're making a decision in life based upon an event that has occurred. That's nichush. Stam, you want a good chicken, so you're selecting a good chicken. Is it a white chicken, a black chicken? I'm not doing anything. I want it to be a good simen, a simen tov. A simen tov, it's a simen tov, but it's not going to affect a decision in life. That appears to be less problematic. Not 100% not problematic. There can also be problems, but it's less problematic. Yesh, some say the im eno oimer hatam lama hu mitzav lishkunas hatarnagol lishkunas hatarnagol elo oimer stam. You don't say why. You have a chicken. The chicken is doing funny things. It's calling out at night. Or the chicken is making sounds, a male like a female like a male. And you just, okay, let's slaughter it. And you don't say the reason why we're slaughtering is because it called out at night, or because it sounds like a male, then it's okay. It's mutter v'chein hu aminig, then that is also not a violation. It has to be expressed. The reason why we're doing this is because we are taking seriously an event that has occurred. Let's see on the bottom. Ois Aleph. Ois Aleph Shekarik Moitanagol V'Tzavos Revida Chosid. Here we go from bazaar to bazaar. In the Tzavos Revida Chosid Kosav the Tarnagolas Shekarik Tarnagol Yishpachena. Hitaka says this. He says that a Tarnagolas that calls out like a Tarnagol, you should slaughter it. V'Tamolav. So everyone, all the commentators are shocked at the words of Rabbi Nachasid. But how can you say this? The whole Darki Amari, Kidi Isa B'Shas, of Darki Tshuva, Hevi Sham B'Sefer Milei De Chassidusa, Shem Taritz Devar, V'Davka B'Zman HaTalmud Choyi B'Zeh Darki Amari. So here he opens up a whole new heter, that since that B'Zman HaZeh, anyway we have no Shaykhahs to these things, anyway we're doing over here, it doesn't really mean anything, only talking about the Talmud, Shkein HaYi Oimim Aval HaYom, Shein HaOimim Oimim Kain, people don't say this, Shuv Les B'Zeh Isser Ayin. So he opens up over here an entirely new leniency in the laws of Nichush, that since this was something that was common practice in ancient times, now when you follow the masses, when you follow this, then you're being Nichshol in Nichush. But since Bizman has said people don't pay attention to this, so if one person, Yotzim Nakalti, does this, you can't say this is Nichush. Okay, it's another leniency. Halacha base. Bias. When it comes to these three things, buying a house, a child, and an isha, even though there's no nichush, there's a simon. What do we mean? Perish. One of these three things: you bought a house, you got a child was born to you, you get married. If the next three things, your next three stock picks are winners, that means it's a good sign. It's a sign that the wife you've chosen, the child that is born, everything is going to be good. You're able to say that this bias is the source of my success. This woman is the source of my success. This child is the source of my success, because the first three things that I have done afterwards, the first three investments, the first three projects that I have exerted myself were successful. This halacha, you're allowed to ask a child, the person has to make the decision. This touch upon the girl hagra. Do we once have a share on this? Maybe we once have a share on this. Maybe we'll do it again. It's an interesting topic, the girl hagra. If a person, but this is a different type of girl, a person says to a child, please, I have a decision to make in life. I have a very big dilemma. I do not know what to do. Tell me, child, what did you learn today in Cheder? Tell me what you learned. What pasuk did you learn? And you read the pasuk and you understand what the pasuk means, and it touches your heart and it's telling you it's a decision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not called V'lismech olav la'asoyis ma'aseh T'choshev k'tzas kimo nevuah. This is a minor form of prophecy. Another example, you're allowed to do something for the future. For example, Eliezer, Eved Avram, or Yehoinah's son Ben Shol, you're allowed to make simonim. Eliezer, Eved Avram, he told him, if the first girl that comes to the well, that draws water from the well, that will be the one who Hashem has designated as a shidduch for Yitzchak, or Yehoinah's son Ben Shol, which means the arrows. If the arrows, now that's not, maybe they're referring to the arrows, machoidesh, If the arrows, I'm not sure if that's what it's referring to over here. Because there, he had the power to shoot the arrows. He was deliberately shooting the arrows where he wanted. Does that mean there that the arrows, they were just, it was chance where they landed? Is that what it means? He told them the arm to go to a certain location and he shot the arrows and there was a chance where they landed, further or shorter. So that was a nichush. Or he deliberately shot the arrows. So it was a simon. Pashup shot in the pasuk is he deliberately shot the arrows to surpass the arm. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yohana son ben Shol, the Yesha, some say.
To distract them, divert them, right?
No, he told David. Wait, he told David.
It's a signal.
Yeah. But it wasn't a chance thing when he shot the arrows. He did it deliberately. He shot the arrows past. So what is referring to over here? What ma'isa then are we referring to with Yohanan ben Shaul? Yohanan ben Shaul, he made a simon, and if this simon comes true, then we're going to be successful. And if the simon does not come true, we're not going to be successful.
When he went to the
Suda
with Shaul,
when he went to the
Suda
with Shaul,
he said, "If he's going to do this, then I know that he doesn't like."
He's going to ask where you're sitting, where you are.
Something like that.
Okay, before earlier in the story.
Before he went to the Suda.
But there wasn't really a simon. It was really just to see where he's holding. It wasn't like a chance thing that wasn't totally in. Okay, I don't know. It wasn't dependent on someone else. I do not know. Okay, we'll leave it for now. The Yeshem Yeshem Vahilich B'Toim Uvotech B'Hashem Chesed Yisovenu. He concludes the person that goes in his innocence and has faith in Hashem is surrounded by Chesed. The ultimate thing you can do is have Emunah. Emunah and Mitachon, that is the ultimate thing to rely upon. We're not into this today, of course. We've grown up by being taught to stay far, far away from all of these types of things. Don't look for Simon. Okay, let's see the next halacha. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel Ezeum, what is called Mo'int? We learned so far Nichosh. Nichosh is you relying upon an event. And what is called, by the way, what about the girl Hagra? Okay, that touches upon the girl Hagra. The girl Hagra, is there anyone today alive that can do the girl Hagra? So when they do the girl Hagra, when someone is missing, that there's a tradition for this. From Ari Levine, the girl Hagra, the famous story to identify the bodies. To identify the names of the fallen soldiers, he made the Goel Hagra, and the Pesukim came out very clearly, said which the name of each of the fallen soldiers, they identified them through the Goel Hagra. There's stories written up in the Tzaddik in our times, in the very detailed description of what exactly he did. It's an amazing story. Okay, but we don't generally do the Goel Hagra. By the way, you need a special chumash. You need a special chumash, has to have two columns on the page, and what? Two columns. It's a special. The tradition is you have to do the special chumash, and you mish seven times. And before you do it, you have to fast. You're supposed to figure in a very high madrega to do this. They do this. They ask gedolim to do this. Rachmana litzlan, when someone is missing, that's when you hear it being done. When a person is missing, a child is missing. Even those boys were missing. They asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky to do it. So he told them. They told him you should go to a certain person. He doesn't want to do it. They told him, and they did it. And it was very vague. It wasn't conclusive what the girl Hagra meant. Didn't mean anything. I don't know. Okay, but that's. Let's go further. We don't do this today. You don't hear people doing the girl Hagra. And all these stories. There's a famous story with Rav Aaron Cutler. He had a dilemma. Should he come to America? Should he come to Eretz Yisrael? So he did a girl Hagra. The story goes, he did a girl Hagra. And the Pasuk said, Vayetse Aaron Likras Moshe HaMidbar. Aaron went to the Midbar to greet Moshe. At that time, the Gadol Hador was Moshe Feinstein. And America was called the Midbar. So he took it as a simon that he should go to America, not to go to Eretz. So I grew up with the story. Vayetse Aaron Likras Moshe HaMidbar. Of Aaron Kola, when he escaped from Holocaust, where to go, he came to America. So it's written up from authoritative sources. It's a Baba Maisa. It never happened, this story. They asked the family, all these. So be very careful when you hear about these stories of the girl Hagra, these amazing psukim. The psukim are invented after the story happened to make it. I want sort of a story. story. Someone told me the story that they went to Hachnasa Sefer Torah, and there was a person who was a Machal Shabbos. He filled in the letter. It wasn't Mamash Machal Shabbos. So it was all whatever. So this person was very upset. So he went and he asked four rabbonim, four big time people, what is the halacha? He asked Rav Pam. He asked Rav Aaron. He told me Rav Pam, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and two other people. They all told him kosher. The Sefer Torah is kosher. Forget about it. Get a life. Get a life and move forward. The Sefer Torah is kosher. Four Piskei Halacha. He wasn't happy. This guy told me he wasn't happy. He told me this firsthand. So he took a girl hagra. A girl hagra. Is the Sefer Torah really kosher? So I don't know what the pasuk is. It's a famous pasuk. So he said, again, is this story true now? Is this guy lying to me? I don't know. But so he told me this. He says he got the pasuk. Hello, perasti eschem ke'arba ruchos hashamayim. There, perasti means I have dispersed you. The pasuk, I forgot what the pasuk, maybe it's an Eilif, I don't remember what the pasuk is. I have dispersed you, golos, I've sent you out to the four corners of the earth. So he told me, he interpreted the pasuk as meaning, I've already, perasti with a sin, really with a shin. Perashti, I've already explained to you four times that the Sefer Torah is kosher. What are you bothering me by taking a girl hagra? Is the story true or not? It's a good story, whether it's true or not. Just as good as Vayetzi Moshe Likras Aaron Likras Moshe Amidbara, but we don't. I don't think today we don't rely upon these things. Today, as it says over here, the Halich B'Toyim Uvotech B'Hashem Chesed Yisavenu. Let's see. Eiskimel. Ezehu. Stay away from schoolers. Stay away. There are books published. All the various schoolers. The only thing to do is emuna pshuta. That's what we've been brought up with. What is school for parnasa? To be honest. What? W. What's W R? What does that mean? What? Work. Work. Okay. Okay. Ezehu me'oinin. Next kind. What is me'oinin? Zesh nisin iti. The oinin comes a lot of times. Oinin is an ace.
The
school
of the
Shlach. The Shlach say the tefillah before Rosh Chodesh. Say it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Excuse me. Erev Rosh Chodesh. Sivan. So today is Rosh Chodesh. Is Yom Kippur Katan?
Yeah.
Yom Kippur Katan today. So it's a holy day. Okay, you said today is the anniversary of the Internet Asifa, that means, right? I remember that was Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That was how many? 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
What?
The Internet Asifa in City Field.
Oh, that was.
Oh. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan because they said the Shla. They said the Shla, yeah.
In the Safa newspaper.
Yeah.
About they discovered a cave of 150 years ago of a guy. Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak HaSeifer in a little town called Tov Gate. And on this Masevi said, in 100 years there will be a war, you come to my cave. So it's like a very interesting true story. But the guy used Google, and he says that I used Google to find out where the cave was. The internet.
Okay, we all know that. Ezehu me'oinein. What is me'oinein? Zeh shenoisin itim, a person who uses time as a technique to make a decision in life. Shoimer. Be'atz tig ninios. Astrology. Shoimer be'atz tig ninios. See a couple extra letters there. Astrology. Yoim ploini toivi, yoim ploini ra. You look into the stars. This day it's a good thing to, it's a good time to start. This day it's not a good day to start. Yoim ploini roi lasas b'malacha ploinis. On this day it's good to engage in this type of labor. Shana ploinis this year, chodesh ploini ra l'davar ploini. Umash noyagim shein noisim nashim. Also, now you're asking a question. If that's really the case, how then is there a meaning among some groups of clients so they don't get married in the second half of the month? They only get married the first 15 days. So isn't that a violation of ma'ainain? only when the Malvana is in its fullness the first 15 days of the month. Ain zos bichlal menachesh ume oinen shein oisim zos ela simin type. Okay, the splitting here. So all the mafarshim, they struggle with this. Every time you come across these things, it's not really clear what are the real guidelines, but it's not considered to be because it's only a simin. When you kavana, it all seems that it all depends on your kavana. If my kavana is this is going to make it or break it, that is called oin menachesh. If it's not going to make it break it, it's just you want to enhance the simcha, it should be l'simin tov. It's a very fine line. Then it's called the simin tov. It's mutar kederech shemoshchem es hamalachem alamayin. For example, where do we anoint new kings by a fountain? The simin should timshich malchuso. Their malchus should spread, should expand, should be healthy. That's why we go to tashlich. Tashlich on the Rosh Hashanah with mamlech hakadosh baruch hu. When we mamlech hakadosh baruch hu, we go to a mayin. We go to a source of water. Hakadosh baruch hu's malchus should spread to the entire world. Kenaisim should flourish. Kenaisim with simin tov kamosh halavana halechas mismanelas. The malavana it gets larger and larger. We want it to become. We want the simcha, the bchbayis that's being established should be solid, should flourish. Should mikol makom ein lagim esam esum eshul zeh. Person not getting married because of this. Mikol shekein. So certainly shelasa chubas nida bavur zeh. A person should not make a chubas nida. But for that person to get married, the person can get married when the woman is not a nida at the end of the month, or he can get married in the wait another 15 days to get married in the beginning of the month when the woman will be a nida. So you'll say, oh, I want to get married when the levana is bimilua, so I'm going to wait 15 days and then the woman will be a nida. No, it's much worse. It's better to marry a woman that's not a nida. It should not be a chupas nida. Avoid all of those halakhic problems. Even though the trade-off is it's going to be at a time when the levan is on the way down. V'chein ayhagim lahaschil lulmay b'rosh chodesh anu b'minig is the starling anu b'rosh chodesh v'mash noigim shein maschil m'shein nirvi yesh ma'atim gam zeh. It's a simin toiv that you don't start learning something new on a Monday and on a Wednesday. There are those that are matik. You don't hear this anymore. You never hear people, oh, Daf Yomi comes out, a new Masechta starts on the Monday, oh, we're going to wait a day. We're going to wait, take a break today and start the new Masechta on Tuesday. Right. Never heard such a thing. Right?
Never started Masechta
on a Monday or on a Wednesday. They built in, Rav Meir Shmuel, he built into the cycle for the next 7 years never to start a Masechta on a Monday and a Wednesday. Unheard of, a total Meshagas. You never heard of such a thing. Oid Amu, we don't follow, but if it says, look, if you want to do it, you can do it. Let's go on. Halach Oid Amu, Rabbi Sinsach on the Rech, another example, what is called Moinin? Zeh Oiches Esonayim, magic. Another form, these are very difficult terms to translate, so Oinin means time, also means magic. For example, you Oiches a name, you trick people. As if you hold their eyes and you close them. What does that mean? Sleight of hand, you trick them. You make believe you're doing wondrous things. Swiftness of hand. Tricks, you trick them. Jokers who come to weddings and do magic tricks, they are violating this halacha. Even a person in mitzav, the person that gives them to a person hires them to come and make perform for a tzibur is being over on lifnei iver. The person has the power to stop magic tricks should stop them. The kol shekain shalso lestakel v'ros yinalim to participate. If a nachwi does it, then you are allowed to participate. It's only a violation for a Jew. A Jew to this, not for non-Jew. Halacha l'mayis to discuss. Why we matter is on a zeh? It's baloney. But he says here he's very machmir. He says even though
that's the point. He's very machmir, but we're much more.
Why are we makel? Because we all know it's all based. Because we all know that it's natural. We all know that it's all make believe.
Even this Pesach,
the Haredi world, the very makel.
He's
magic tricks.
With a disclaimer.
Right. That's what we do. You have to make a disclaimer, or you have to demonstrate. You demonstrate one trick. Let me show you a trick. I'll show you how I did it. And then once the Olam sees that one trick was a Baba Maisa, so then they know everything that follows is also make believe. You have to demonstrate that it's not for real. But if you mislead people to think that they're doing the real thing, that it says is touched upon the violation of Mo'inin. You're not allowed to seek witches. Unless sakonas nefashes or in ba loy eze choli al yidei kishuf or mikra the ruach ra mutal lishapos al yidei mechashef en yehudi. Okay, very bizarre. Yeah. But if a person was he knows.
Do fortune tellers fall in this
quote? In ba loy eze choli al yidei kishuf or mikra ruach ra. If a person is suffering from some black magic, someone cast a spell. Harry Potter got a hold of him, right? So then you got to go to the school of witches. Then you got to go to these people to be healed from this black magic. I once read an article in one of the Haredi newspapers. They said, I don't understand. This was like years ago when the Harry Potter books were extremely popular. He says, I don't understand. All of these yeshivas, I have children in elementary school. And all their schools, they have there in the library all the Harry Potter books, and all the kids know it. Mila b'mila. How could it be in our Haredi yeshivas, these books is full of every loisa say in the Torah, and we glorify this and we allow this into our society, and all the children read all the books and we know this inside out? How could this possibly be? That was the letter to the editor. I don't know, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Entertaining, I don't know. Okay, but it's like going to a magic show. It's like going to a magic show, you just know it's a bunch of baloney. It's entertaining. Better that than who knows what. Okay, let's take a look here on the bottom. Ois Bey's in the bottom. Ella, previous page. Ella, okay, the meaning is that we go, we make a chasna, we do not hold back from making a chasna if it's after the 15th day of the month. So what does it say over here? Ayin le'el, d'yesh minik sh'naisim ad chof aleph. So he points out, we mentioned before, that even the people that are want to have the simin toif and only get married when the levana is b'milua, which means the first 15 days of the month. Some people, they only get married in Rosh Chodesh. They'll book the whole way in advance to get a date on Rosh Chodesh. If you can't get Rosh Chodesh, you get it, the next 15 days are also fine, until the moon is in its fullness. When you get to day 16, the moon gets smaller and smaller, so they hold it's not a good simon. But it's very hard to get a hall. You're not always available to get a hall. You want to get married in June. So unless you really book a year in advance, you're not going to get a hall in June. So what are you going to do when those days? So
you really have to look at the moilu, though.
You've got to look at the moon when the moon is getting larger.
You really want to get it right.
Okay, so the next leniency is when it says this simin tov is only when only the very last few days of the month. In other words, you can get married l'chatchila until chof aleph or chof beis, which is 2/3 of the month. Don't look at the month as until day 15. Look at it as roif, as long as you're not the last third of the month. Day 21 or day 22, until day 22 is okay. The ayinul shehavei see the Rosh Chodesh El Yesh Ein Makbidim, though the whole Rosh Chodesh El they're not Makbid. The Ois in the Suim B'chol Chodesh Ayin Sham, because since the months of Tshuva you're coming near Rosh Hashanah, it's a different Kufa, you don't have to worry. Okay, so they're all different minhagim. Everyone has their own meaning when it comes to these type of things. Next, I'll always give on the next page. Also, Lidrois B'machashef. Now let's go to witches. B'tar B'tamima. Hevi Mashakosav Mahari Chaziz. B'sefer Eitz Achayim. Da'at now Kovla Achris Hayom. Shespashet Ha'ora Ho'elokus. Al kol basar v'ra kol basar ki einod milvado nispalu koiches hatuma elu. That bezman hazeh, we're coming close to time of Mashiach, so the koiches hatuma have been significantly diminished. Everyone already has a sense that there's a ribbono shel olam. V'ein gam echad asher koich b'yod l'kasim l'chash adifo. There's no purpose in going today to a magician in order to heal you from a malady. Doesn't exist today. They have no koich. What?
There are charlatans,
but let's talk about, are there any real people out there? So he says here, no such thing. There are no such thing as people today knowing how to do this. There are not. You go to people who want to read, there are Mukabol out there, they're just shal. They'll read your palm, right? You can go buy books. And I think of a rise and say, whatever the palm readers tell you, I can do the same thing. I have the same books. You go to the library, and it's a lot of chachm. It's not a joke. There's a lot of chachm. You fold your hand. I once read about some of this stuff. You fold your hand, there are different lines. There's a tremendous chachma. You can learn a lot about a person by looking at their palm and looking at their forehead. And the basics, everyone can know. It's no secret. You can go online, go Google it, and you can learn a lot of the basics. But no one can go and can tell you secrets and can tell you what's going to be in the future. All of that is just Dvar B'Teilim. Okay, let's go to the next halot study on Laws of Avodah Zarah. Halakuf Samach Vav. What?
No one ever got a refund. Didn't.
No one got a refund?
That's true.
Okay, let's go to Siddin Kuf Samach Zayin. Let's start. Hilchos Avodas Kechal Mazal Sibog Yid Zayin Sifim Elilim Asurim Behanah Avodah Zarah is Os Behanah He V'Tashmishech It and those that serve it V'Noyeho and things that beautify it V'Takroyveho and things that are offered, anything that is offered as a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah is Os Behanah. If one of these things that are used to serve an Avodah Zarah itself, or something which services an Avodah Zarah, gets mixed, it's also Bahana Afilu Echad B'Elef. Now he gives examples. Different utensils that are used to offer a keteres, goin hamachta, vagivim, a shovel, and different basins, v'chein habayis shem yachdim lo. Okay, maybe in churches you have to know there's machlokes. Well, go to church. They have some services in the church. They go and they make smoke, incense. Right. They do all these funny things. Right. So these are called Avodah Zarah mamish in a church. To bezman it's machlokes shituf. Is it mamish? It's not so posh. It's mamish Avodah Zarah. What?
Yes, it's a machlokes.
In a Catholic church, in the Protestant church, it's machlokes. Are these things called Avodah Zarah? Some say yes, some say no. Okay, but you go to a Buddhist temple, then yes, a Buddhist temple is a mamish Hindu, so these things that they offer keteres, they offer, who is the biggest buyer? Someone told me of a Kedem grape juice. I think the church, right?
Manischewitz
grape juice. It's the church. Why is it the church? Because they have kalim. They use so these kalim. If they get mixed up with other kalim, they become asbahana filu echabeyelaf. Ezel tashmishecha kalim shakayim makti b'chem lufanecha v'goyim hamachta v'agvim v'chein habayis shemiachdim lo the bayis v'abosis shemamidim oisolof the pedestal that they put the Avodah Zarah upon. A shesi ve'erif. Some are of the opinion that a shesi ve'erif that are used in churches mamish have the standards of the Zarah. Necklace, not necessarily. This is a lot of literature on this. A guy wears a necklace, right? You always see. You always see the guy wearing a necklace. Shesi ve'erif. Does that shesi ve'erif have the status of the Zarah mamish? There are those that say yes. It really does. The symbol of Avodah Zarah, what it represents, is mamash Avodah Zarah. Some say no. It's nothing.
Or without the...
Person on it.
Yeah,
the person with the image on it.
Okay.
So some say even without it. And some say no. There's some of Machalik. One that I read is that these little symbols, these little charms and necklaces, absolutely not. But in the church itself, where they actually have big ones and they have ones that are part of the service which they actually worship to some degree, that does have the status of mamish Avodah Zarah. Let's go further. The platforms. You have a church and they put a chassis there with what's that called? With what is it called? When they have the Yashka, the crucifix? The Yashka on it is, let's assume it's Mamish Avodah Zarah, and they have an easel, okay? A pedestal that's supporting it. So it says here, if you're going to take the opinion that the crucifixion is an Avodah Zarah Mamish, then the easel that supports it is also. The crucifix in the Avodah Zarah, the pedestal that supports it is also Asur Behano. It's a chiddush. That's a very interesting thing. V'abosesh shemamidim also olav is also Asur. V'chein ha'klei shir shemizamim bohem. You know, a lot of shuls, they buy stuff from churches. They buy pews. Okay, so the pews is not Avodah Zarah. But let's say you buy a
chair that the president sits on.
Let's say you buy an easel. That's what it's called, the easel. So you have to know what it was used.
Yeah,
the pedestal. You got to know what it was used for. It was used mamish to support the Avodah Zarah mamish. He's saying it's a very big problem. The klei shir that they use, the organ. Okay, the organ shemezamrin bochem lufanecha chodaimer ve'ezenoy. What's called the noykoin haneirois shemalikim lufanecha v'malbushim the clothing shemalbushim oisav. Or they dressed up with zarin. Or shetach l'shetach lufanecha begodin they spread before clothing and bekelim noyim lenoy v'chein hoylanos trees shergilum lita lufanecha elil yos lenoy v'havnin noyeho the asurim mehanol l'chinir for also leish leish shemisiyalas in their shade ve'zehu takroy v'sa takroy v'asa. What are offerings? Kegoin minei machal. Food they put in front of it. Let's see. Ois Aleph. Elilim Masu Mahano. Ayim Ramah. Ramah. The Tzura Shasi. The area of Dinoi Kedin Tselem. Okay, we mentioned, we discussed this. The Shasi, the Erev, has the status of a Tselem. The Osir, that the Tsel, the Shasi, the Erev, is Osir. The Oisam Shasi, the Erev, Shatolim, the Tzavar, the Zicharon. Loi Mikri Tselem, a necklace, charms people have on their bracelets and their necklaces, that is not an Avodah Zorah Mamish. Only what's in the base tefillin there, in their base tiflus, that is Avodah Zorah. Umutah, the Chos Vashach, the Dafkin, Yodea Shaloh Hishtach Velo. As long as you know the people do not bow down to the charm on their neck. And the main idea, if you do not know, also Gami Sofik, he's Machmir, I am Shud Shalom Meshiv, the Masha, Melech Noisin, Oso, Sakovot, Shalkesef, O, Zav, Linich Bodim, the Ye, Shalem, Tsura, Shesi, the Erev. They give different medals to people in the government, and on the medals there are the image of a Shesi, the Erev, in some governments, Mitzadit, Sham, Lomar, the Aim, Zech, Shashm, Shum, the Havi, Rakl, Chavot, Lchavot, Ulmiskera, Sahavot, only a Zecher, a remembrance of love. So the question is, if a government official gives you an award, gives you a medal, and on the medal there is a shesiv erev, because it's part of the symbol of the government, whatever it is, are you allowed to keep it? Or do you have to throw it out in the garbage? Are you allowed to have all the czar in your house? Yes. So he's Mako.
No, that's not U.S.
The silver cross.
Flying cross, it's called, or something like
the
that?
The silver cross, when they have a, someone gets wounded in them.
Yeah, you have that big thing that...
So he said that you don't have to throw it out in the garbage. You're allowed to keep it, even though on this thing there is a shesi ve'erev, it is okay. A lot of crowns, if you look at the crowns they have, they have the shesi ve'erev on top.
Fancy crowns.
They have to cut off the. What about even a chesset? A chesset. Do you have to take off the chesi ve'erev?
The king.
Really? Or the king?
The king.
So when I grew up, we always took it off. Huh? We always broke off.
You turned the king into a pawn?
Even the wood, what?
You turned the king into a pawn?
Pawn is shorter.
Right, so me'ikar hadin, do you have to break off the shesi v'erev on the king? Me'ikar hadin, I don't think so. No. Some of them are very expensive chests. It's part of the furniture. Okay, l'chatil, you wouldn't want to have, but if you already have it, you have to go and take it off. Not mukhruch. Sha'ayis and Ayyudim.
A little strangle
on top of it. Sha'ayim mezech. So here he says, look, he says over here that these type of things, this is an example, if you give a receiver a medal from the government, and on the medal is the image of Shasi Berev, it's a double posh, it's not men love the Zohar, it's just the miskeres, and it's mutter. He does say, it's only Visayim, it's a miskeres, Sha'ava, Sha'ayis and Ayyudim, Nasuchim, Einov, Visayim. Bitzorich Ion. Ayim Bishod Yainatov. Hasifaradi. Rabbi Yitzog Nisim. Heerich Bidivir Hermova Hashach. Hanal. The heavy oil big dole has man. Shinishabdu Mimlochim. But Oysas covered. Shall you become Tushas Erev? Shud Zera MS. Kosa Beferish Asher Serv Shabbat Hashtish Shidim. Bivadai Oysamasam Lenoi. Baalma Umu Torim. So he comes out to Mago. Yeah.
Medal.
Yeah.
The Knight of the
Maltese
Cross.
He has a cross. He kept it, no problem. This is what he lies upon. This is exactly what it says. It's only the Miskeres. Okay, Umat Beos, Hacholfois, Sheyesh, Bechem, Tzu, Shesi. What about coins? In some countries, they have coins where there's a Shesi, the Erev on the coin. Aim Shulchanach, the Mutarim, Mene Sheyeshlam, Din Kalim, Mavuzim, Shein, in the Shein, Darkam, love them. No one bows down to the almighty dollar.
No, no.
about us.
You know, therefore it's kalim mevuzim. It's something which is not clean. You're not going to eat off a coin. It's not something which is mechubar. So it has a symbol on it. Big deal. You're not actually worshipping the coin. So therefore it's not enough of the zara, and therefore you're allowed to keep the money in your pocket. Okay, we will stop over here.
Jack wearing a shirt. Sorry, what?